With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Presumptive GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump says abortion should be left to the states. Jennifer King has more.
In a video posted to Truth Social, Trump says he's proud to take credit for the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to end Roe v. Wade, and that whatever the states decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. He did not lay out a timeline for when he believes abortion should be banned, but he did express support for the availability of in vitro fertilization treatments, as well as abortion exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. President Biden's campaign says Trump's endorsing every single abortion ban in the states, including those with no exceptions. Trump has been trying to thread the needle on this issue. In the video, he told Republicans they must follow their heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, the long-awaited solar eclipse occurring today, moving northeast across Mexico through the U.S. and into Canada.
There are clouds along the path of totality for the solar eclipse, which has drawn millions of spectators to viewing locations. Mexico's where the viewing begins, and by midday around Dallas, Texas,
we're the first major area that's going to be able to see something.
The moon will pass directly across the sun, plunging the region into total darkness for nearly 4.5 minutes. But astronomy professor Heather Appleby says the cloud cover will disappoint many.
It won't be ideal, but we'll get to see it.
Clear skies in the afternoon for northern New England and Canada. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Stocks are higher after last week's roller coaster. The focus on Wall Street has been on interest rates and when the Federal Reserve will lower them. The Dow is ahead 7 points, the NASDAQ adding 11 points. This is SRN News. An atheist group comes after a basketball coach.
Dawn Staley is a Christian, and sometimes after her University of South Carolina women's team plays a game, she will make references to her faith in comments to the media. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has a problem with that. The country's leading atheist group has made a formal demand that the university take disciplinary action against Staley for her comments, claiming that they might make atheist players, quote, feel unwelcome. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York State officials being allowed to continue legal action against a county outside New York City that has banned males from competing on female sports teams. A U.S. District Court judge has denied Nassau County's request for a temporary restraining order against State Attorney General Letitia James. The initial ruling does not address the legality of the county's ban. The issue will be decided at a later date. This is SRN News. Authorities in Hong Kong have made their largest ever seizure of smuggled gold at the city's international airport.
The gang had melted down millions of dollars worth of gold and shaped it into motor cores, screws, and gears to conceal the illegal shipment. An initial investigation has found that the syndicate behind the operation was trying to evade millions of dollars worth of taxes in Japan. A 31-year-old man has been arrested and released on bail. Further investigations are taking place and more arrests could be made.
BBC correspondent Gabrielle Sangaleta. Haiti's National Police recovered a hijacked cargo ship laden with rice following a gun battle with gangs that lasted more than 5 hours. Authorities said Sunday two policemen were injured and an undetermined number of gang members killed in that shootout. It happened off the coast of the Port-au-Prince capital. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.